Hello, Fake Doctors fans, and welcome to Daniel's Rap Recap Show, where I rap a recap of the entire series thus far. No, I'm not going to do that. Could you imagine? That'd be ridiculous. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's your friend, DJ Daniel, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about some of the music that has been made for the show or used for the show to accompany the very talented Donald Faison's dip into the world of rapping. Recap Shakur, if you will, as one great friend and fan of the show has dubbed him. The way this is going to work is I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, a little history of the, you know, of my music making and how I, you know, got into doing this. And then we're going to go through all of the beats that have been used for the show and how they came about. And so let's get right into it.
Here's some stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Before working at iHeart, I was a touring DJ and musician with my best friend Ian. We were a group called Gladiator, and we made electronic music, and we were, you know, so lucky to play electronic music shows and, you know, raves, festivals, all that stuff all over the world. After that time of my life, I was, again, so lucky to move into the world of podcasting and start working at then How Stuff Works and now iHeartRadio. And even though I was out of the world of electronic music, I still had a love for making music, making beats. I still did it occasionally. And I still had a lot of music left in the library to use and to, you know, just kind of hang on to. And sometimes I used it for little highlight reels for my stream or whatever. But really, I just had a bunch of music lying around that I, you know, had no intention of using for anything else. So, as you're all familiar, Donald does the recaps at the beginning of the episodes. They've been a little bit absent recently because, as you can tell, we use them for special occasions when he really wants to rap, etc. But early on in the show, he would write them down, have it nice and rehearsed and ready to go to really hit that 30-second mark. So then later on, there was one episode where Donald wasn't exactly totally prepared, which is fine. Everybody's busy. We all have lives to lead. And he said, or rather, Zach said, so you go into a free, well, you know what? I'll just let you hear it.
Let's get into the recap.
All right, listen, let's get into your non-written recap. Are you going to like, are you going to free flow it? What do you call that? When you
freestyle?
Are you going to freestyle?
I'm going to do it off the top. It's going to be off
the
top.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Put a
Here
beat
we go.
Down. Go ahead.
Dr. Cox and Dr. Kelso are like an old married couple. Tara Reid's back, yeah. And she's looking prettier and prettier as ever. Is that
hot.
Right? Did I say it right? Those eyes are so blue. Carla's freaking out about the wedding. JD wants what he can't have. Victory can be snatched from you at the last moment. It's very interesting. The grass is also always greener on the other side. That's what this episode was about. This episode was about what's on the other side. And everybody has FOMO, but when you get it finally, at the end of the day, the grass isn't greener. If anything, it's maybe a little less green, or if not worse. Be happy with what you got, people. You like what you get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's how it goes.
All right. Well, listen, on behalf of all of our listeners, I think it's better when you pre-write them and plan them out a little bit.
I had shit to do. I'm sorry, people.
You had to feed
my
your kids.
My kids had to eat today.
So, yeah, even though Donald kind of prompted me with his, I wasn't, you know, that wasn't a beat. That was just him, you know, making the sounds of what a beat intro kind of sounds like. But I laid a beat under it, and that beat is called Team Supreme Beat. It's a beat that I made a long time ago as part of a remix contest for a music collective called Team Supreme. The thing about the Team Supreme Collective or the Team Supreme, you know, beat competition is that, like, you have to make them really quickly, and I'm kind of a slow producer. So I missed the deadline to make that beat, but I still ended up finishing it out, and it just sits in my library. And so it was one of the ones that I like to just, like, throw around. It's a nice kind of chill beat, and I threw it on top, and it really seemed to work. It worked so much, as a matter of fact, that Donald did the same exact thing two episodes later.
All right, here comes Donald's recap. I hope on behalf of everyone that he chose to pre-write it this time.
No, it's freestyle again. I like
freestyle. God.
I like the beat. The beat Thank was you. Fire, first of all.
Yeah, the beat was Daniel. Good, Daniel.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so the beat because was fire, of that, I was like...
Oh, God. I was worried. I saw like one positive Instagram comment.
I saw
comment,
quite a few.
And I was like, oh, shit. Instagram now he's never going to write it again. He's going to rely on Daniel's beat.
Let's go.
All right, drop Here the beat, go. Daniel.
Turk and Carla have finally reached their wedding day. Jordan and Cox have the house to themselves. If you're married with kids, you know exactly how special that is. JD and Elliot are beefing. And is it Danny or Doug or Danny and Ted or is it Danny and Sean? I don't know. But Danny get around like Tupac. Marriage is a beautiful thing when you get it right.
Yeah. Good work. That was funny.
Come on, by the way, that was a good one.
That was a good one, Donald. A nice beat, Daniel.
Thank you. So that beat is called Didgeridang, and it's made out of a sample pack from a good friend of mine named Crobbins. That's his artist name. And the same sample pack, actually, that if you're familiar with the show, the didgeridoo sample from anytime we do a Fix Your Life with a little didgeridoo at the end, it's the same sample pack. So yeah, I just made a beat out of that, out of this didgeridoo sample that I really liked. And it was, you know, pretty hard, pretty knocking. Definitely a lot of more slapping drums on there, a lot of skittery hi-hats, stuff that just, like, you know, adds a lot of rhythm to what is more or less just a single note kind of groove. That beat was a lot of fun, and another one that I've been holding on to for a long time. The thing about these beats is that, you know, they're ultimately pretty simple, and so they never really had a place as like a whole entire song. You know, they're ideas, they're concepts, and, you know, either you give them to, you know, performers, rappers, singers, anybody who would want to work on the beat. But otherwise, you know, if they're not going to be complete songs on their own, they just, you know, they sit in the library. And a little insight into the whole production process. So this is the last time that Donald freestyled without actually rapping. And this next beat is called Howdy Y'all, another situation where I found a sample that I really liked, this time from an artist named Kashmir, K-S-H-M-R. And they have just an awesome sample pack of original composed sounds and samples and loops and stuff like that. And this was a really super twangy guitar sample that really spoke to me and was also kind of a genre that I hadn't really worked with before. I was so used to working with very, like, you know, metallic samples and other synth kind of things, and hadn't really worked with a really twangy guitar. It has kind of a southern, or rather country, feel to it. And I really wanted to do something with that. I still ended up making it pretty hip-hoppy, but hip-hoppy, Jesus, listen to me. It still sounds pretty hard, and I really like this beat. Here, let's listen to a little bit of the original sample before I play you the recap. So that's kind of the original sample. It's just, you know, it's a guitar loop. It's just, you know, plain and simple, but I cut it up. I adjusted it a little bit, did some pitching. You can hear that later on in the beat. Unprompted, Donald does a freestyle recap, and I threw the beat under it, and here that is.
All right, let's sorry guys, recap. Sorry for the 1 hour prologue. It's time to talk about the television show Scrubs. Donald?
Ready.
Are you ready with your recap?
Ready.
Let me set my timer, because everyone wants to know. And go.
Carla has competition in the advice department. Cox needs a win. JD and Elliot seem to be on the relationship mend. And Molly Clock, played by Heather Graham, could be its own investigative medical comedy with the cast of Scrubs as a supporting element. Being competitive is one of the most resourceful human assets in life. It can fuel a person to greatness. Some people go too far. Some people have a problem. Life isn't a competition. But I often find I'm most effective and successful when I compete in its game.
Mm, in its game. Nice. 46 seconds, graph guy.
All right. Well, those were all of the pre-composed beats before Donald, you know, got real original and started writing raps. But before we get to those, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back. We're back. I always wanted to do that. All right, so now we're on to the originals, when I actually started making beats for Donald. Now, this conversation you're about to hear is pretty much completely fresh. Donald starts off the conversation by saying, Daniel, I want this beat to be a little different. And Zach jumps to my defense immediately, as the good friend he is. But it ends up, you know, really working out. Donald, you know, again, completely unprompted or without any warning, just raps for us. And we're all completely blown away by that. And you hear my little explanation of, like, you know, how I've been making the beats in the past. So this, some of this information might, you know, be redundant to y'all. But then I explain how I'm going to make a new beat. And that's what you hear right there. But that was me truly hearing that rap for the first time. Obviously, what you're hearing is the beat with the rap on top of it. But Donald just, like, rapped for us straight away. We're sitting there in silence with our jaws on the floor, like, what? Oh my God, man's really did it. So it was a really fun opportunity to, you know, pick up the sticks again and make a fresh beat. And this was the first fresh beat I had made in probably 4 or 5 years, literally. I know I'd taken quite a bit of a break from producing music, and this was the first beat I made in 4 to 5 years. So enjoy.
Daniel, I feel like this beat, it might be a little,
whoa, I'm going to stop.
I feel like this one, no, shush. I feel like this beat might be a little Adam's Family-ish. You'll understand what I'm saying when we're done. You ready?
Oh, you want him to change? Hold on. You want him to change up the beat?
Here we go.
Hold on. Let's get the stopwatch going.
I got you.
You don't need the stopwatch.
But the last beat was fuego.
No doubt.
They're always fuego. All
right. Thank you.
Here we go. You ready?
And go.
Hey, yo. Carla loses Rowdy. The janitor has a squirrel army. Turk's dreams are coming true. And Elliot fights with Molly. J.D. doesn't want to hurt nobody. The Todd has super hearing. He enters and it's comedy. The dark side is so powerful and useful if you're fearing. Fear can save a life. That's crazy, right? Like what you're hearing? Fake doctors, real friends, DJ Daniel, Joel, Monique, ZB. That's the recap. Thunderous applause, sir. Turn your key.
Whoa! I am blown away.
Dude!
Here we go.
Incredible.
There's your recap.
You just got to your Hamilton bag, dude.
Dude, that's the best one you've ever done. I got goosebumps.
Woo.
That's the best one you've ever done. And you hit 32 seconds.
Oh, that's, my God.
Damn, not even 30. I was trying to get 30. Damn.
Dude,
I have so many questions. Amazing.
What led you to take it to
so much marijuana inspired my day today.
All right.
So much marijuana inspired my day.
Oh, God.
And day today.
Okay, so you're crediting ganja for that, because I would have.
I was sitting in my house watching my kids, and I was bored.
Okay.
So while they were doing their Zoom, and I was like, I'm going to write this down.
So
like a rap song.
It was a combination, but you always are high when you write these, and this one was particularly great.
I don't know what happened. Something got into me today. I feel like ODB. Something got into me.
Daniel, you gotta make sure the beat is worthy of that.
I was just going to say a little peek behind the curtain. All the beats that I've played you are, like, you know, beats that I've made over the past like 4 or 5 years, whatever that is. Pull from the bank and just, like, you know, little bits here and there.
You might do an original.
They're all original. I'm saying you might do one just completely fresh.
Fresh.
This will be, pun intended,
Daniel.
This is going to be a brand new one for you. God, that was a banger. Honestly, that beat is really reminiscent of the kind of like hip hop beats that I very much started making, these like, you know, 70, 75, 80 BPM, just like very straightforward, like hip hop beats, kind of like, you know, real stank face, like head nodding kind of music. Lots of fun. All right. So on to the next one. And the next one, I feel like we really got into our stride. Donald was really comfortable rapping. Everybody was ready for what was going to come. I was really ready for what was coming down the pipeline. And I think this was probably my favorite meeting of our minds. This might be my favorite beat of the ones that we made together. Donald's flow was just so in the pocket. He had a great, I mean, everything about it, the writing was perfect. And I think personally, the beat is pretty hard. Some of the cleanest drums that I did for this. I love the sample. The kind of pan flute sounds really nice. And yeah, it was just a really, really fun beat to make. So enjoy.
All right. Well, listen, Bill, you might not have heard the last episode, but Donald did a rap version of the summary of the show that was so amazing that it's all everyone's talking about. And Danil made a really, really cool beat to it.
Really cool.
Danil putting beats to it.
Dude, 100. That shit was fire.
Yeah, it was really good. Really good. So, much like a showrunner who has to make his second season really, really good after everyone loves the first, Donald now has to keep his second dope rap as good as the first. Are you ready, Donald?
Oh, man, that's high pressure. High pressure.
He gave me the Kathleen Kennedy jump off. Like, I got to – yeah, gosh.
I said picture your Kathleen Kennedy trying to make another one. All right, here you go. Okay. Ready? All right, you got this. Hit it, Daniel.
Hey, yo. You know how this song goes, I can't do this on my own. Well, JD passes the mic and Elliot sets the tone. Keeping it real, she's more together than I thought. And Turk and JD are the cutest cause they bought two tape recorder, Carla maintains order and ends all games like it was the fourth quarter. Bridges get burnt, lessons get learned for what it's worth. JD can't command his interns if it's not for Papa Smurf. Dollar Bill's on the show, let's all dive in, yo, here we go. If you don't already, it's time to act like you know. I hope like Tony the Tiger, the show will be great. Yo, Bill, hit him with that.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm. That was incredible, Donald. You really raised the bar.
Groovy, slapping, smacker. Really enjoyed that one. All right. So this next one, I really felt like Donald got kind of in his like Lil Jon, East Side Boys, Yin Yang Twins bag and just like threw down. So I knew I had to match that. And I kind of want, I feel like this beat is kind of a mix of the first beat that I made for him and the second beat. And this is like, you know, a kind of like a culmination of those two sounds. It's a little bit faster than the first beat. It has the same kind of horns as the first beat, though. It's basically like the speed of the second beat, the horns of the first beat, but really like, basically the more practice that I got making music again, the more plussed up these beats got and the more, you know, more exciting they really were. And basically, I just think I just did a better job each time. Like each progressive beat afterwards was like, I remembered a lot more of my old techniques. I remembered a lot more of like what I really loved about making music again. And I just, you know, I feel like I was really in the groove. And this one's a big old banger. So enjoy. I'll be knocking my head right there along with you.
We have so much to talk about. All right.
All right, let me just rehearse this real quick, and then we can get into much to talk about.
What if the one that you rehearse is magical?
Then we don't
then
have
he recorded it, and then I got
we recorded it, and we got it. All right? All right.
Go for yours, Donald.
All right, here we go. JD was like, can I freaky freak with Molly? To Elliot, who was hard-pressed, but probably, when I think of it, knew he had no chance in hell. So she sent him on a quest. Feel me, watch, he fails. This episode was directed by Z Bizzle. After Garden State came out, so he was starting to sizzle. And Dollar Bill was like, I don't want the boy to fizzle. I'll let him direct. Peep the scenario-izzle. Backlock, crazy shots, improvise what you got. Treed by a coyote. That's kind of hot. Top pinata, chocolate. So's your face, Dr. Cox. Molly Shannon, Molly Cox, zip line. cause she's hot. All well received by the populace, cause like Prime ZB was an optimist. I rock it like Olajuwon, serving MCs like a restaurant. You could just call the Faisons. That's the recap, but it wouldn't be complete without shouting out DJ Daniel and Joel Monique.
Yeah.
Come through.
Bro.
That was amazing.
Bro. Dude, I feel like it's my birthday and you gave me the best present you've ever given me.
Dude, bars.
I hope that you can put this together.
Oh, don't you worry about a thing. That was hard. What was the metronome set to?
95 beats per minute.
Dude, look how happy you made your beat maker.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Slapper. Banger. Smasher. Radio smasher. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. And before we get to the next beat, which is really exciting, has an interesting story behind it, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back once again. So, back once again with the Renegade Master. Default Amateur, Power to the People. Anyway, with this next beat, this was probably my greatest challenge working with Donald, because it was the rap that had the most unique meter. Donald rapped in a kind of waltz style, a 3-4. Think like, you know, a limerick or, you know, Happy Birthday for that matter. But Happy Birthday, you don't really get the vibe of it. But instead of it being just four on the floor of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, his rapping was more in counts of 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, ba da da ba da da, or ba da 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 ba da da. Da, ba, da, da, da. And making a beat at that meter is a little bit tough, because the way the flow works, it makes it sound more like, you know, you're rocking back and forth than you really are knocking your head. It's more like dum da dum da dum da dum. And finding something that really matches that style that's also like a knock and hip hop beat can be kind of tough. So I really played around with a lot of ideas. I knocked my head against the wall, as they say, as I was trying to come up with a really cool beat to match Donald's just unique flow. I mean, and the writing was great once again. Like, you know, he really knocked it out of the park with all of these raps, and everything he wrote was just spectacular. And so I really wanted to match that energy, even though he was giving me a more unique meter and something different to work with. And then I remembered one of my favorite kind of freaky songs that's in 3-4, and that would be Pink Elephants. Pink Elephants from Dumbo is also a waltz. And so, dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da dum da 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 da, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, sample and work around. And, again, this was definitely one of the greater challenges of making a beat for Donald, because it's not standard. It's a very unstandard meter for a rap song. If you're familiar with artists like Andre Nicotina, that's where you hear it the most. You might be thinking of people like the Migos, who were like doing the triplet style. The thing is, the beats are still in 4-4 because most of their meter is still very standard, but they have these moments of rapping in triplet, say, and that can work. But if the entire thing is in 3-4, you don't have that standard 4-4 to hold on to. It just makes it, if the beat was to sound just a straight 4-4 all the way across, it would really feel like it's not matching Donald's rap. So I wanted to do my best to match it all the way across. And that's when I found Pink Elephants. And I think it turned out all right. So together, we'll enjoy it.
Please check it out. All right, you ready, Donald?
Here we go. JD and Turk, they got beef. Thanks to Julian and Margulies. I wish it was beef like the feast, cause we'd all sing along. Yeah, you know the theme song. Elliot's sick of bullshit. They test her at work like a quiz. She becomes a boy cause her patient's a dick. Fake out so dope, Kaiser so say-ish. Jordan's pep talk was a refreshing shift. Todd gets a sex alley, yeep in the end. On your favorite Sitanya, you know we stay friends. Bros before hoes, but love always wins. I learned all of this watching WandaVision. Joel, Monique, the recap is complete. Shout out ZB for this beat, you a freak. DJ Daniel, hear me? I see how you do. Respect to all of you listeners too. Now back to the show, I was almost so late. After 1, 2, 3, 4 comes,
here's some stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with
That's so amazing. God, I love that one. Dude, in your next life, you need to be a rapper.
Love that one.
You're talented. You're a very talented rapper. Daniel, I hope that your beat can match the awesomeness
dude,
of that rhyme.
He will crush that, dude. If he the thing is, it's at 115 beats per minute. Mm-hmm. So the beat could be like something freaky with that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the crazy thing.
What do you want him to do? Slower?
I want him to do whatever he wants, whatever he's feeling, man.
Yeah, you whatever you're feeling, Daniel.
And there you have it. Pink Elephants, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out Dumbo for the sample. Dumbo on the beat, as it were. Okay. Well, we've come to the end of our little adventure. It's been so fun talking with you all. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to myself in my office. It's scary. It's lonely. I'm just kidding. But it's been fun to take you all on a journey of, you know, where these beats came from, what the process was like. If you have any questions, I would love to, you know, talk about this process more. Or if you are interested in seeing some of the samples live or talking about some of the production processes, you can catch me on my stream on Wednesdays and Sundays at twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel. And I invite to, you know, talk about music stuff more because it's really a lot of fun. But we're down to the last original beat for the show. And guess what it was for? I think you all know. That's right. The live show, where what did we sample? The theme song itself. Donald and I talked about that a little bit. We were like, how are we going to like really like, we got to really spruce it up for the live show. Why don't we sample the theme song? And then boom, made ourselves a nice little beat out of the theme song. Donald wrote an incredible rap once again. And we had, you know, podcast magic, as they say. All right. Well, since we're going on this last song, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking time out of your day to hear me wax poetic on the music that was made for the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love making music for the show, and it's been awesome to see Donald just write incredible rhymes for the show. Just, you know, man is super talented. I mean, as Zach said earlier, in another life, you need to be a rapper. Well, I think in this life, Donald is achieving those goals. Anyway, catch us next Tuesday at the regular time for an episode with the directors of Seaspiracy. Should be a interesting listen. I can't wait to talk to you all then. And without further ado, enjoy this beat from the live show. Talk to you soon.
How do you want to 5, 6, 7, 8 this time, Donald? How do you, it's your thing. How do you want to launch into the very special version of the theme song?
What are you talking about? Just let's go 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, shit.
Here's some story.
We'll do it live. Welcome to the show, guys and girls, or however you identify. The world is up with us tonight. This shit about to be lit, y'all. Throw your lighters in the sky. Here's a story about a show we made. Back in the day when I was young, I wish I was still that age. But some days I think it's crazy what we did. Like in this episode, they quarantined the hospital. Danny got it right, she says Star sucks and I agree with her. JD got a new girl and he also got jungle fever. Turk finds out Carla went on a date with Cox. So in his mind, Carla probably Cox. Doug and Ted fight for the right to simp for Danny. Nurse Roberts has a face kick and it's wanted by so many. But she's so freaking stingy, she said nobody can have any. And Mick has reversed cowgirl. You're welcome, send me. There's so much to discuss. There's only one rule, that's have fun and it's a must. If you can't do that, then you can't fuck with us. Fake doctors, real friends is about to bust. All up on your like a... Oh my God, I went too far, I digress on this. Yo, started up 5, 6, 7, 8 in.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that everyone should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Dono.
Wow.
Radio!
Brilliant. Wow.